St. Eustace and companions, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. One of the special devotions of this month of September, children, is the devotion to the Holy Cross. And you recall that last Friday we had the feast day of the Exaltation of the Holy Cross, and we all went up to the communion rail after we were blessed with a little relic of it, and we all kissed it. Well, every day of our lives, we begin with the sign of the cross, don't we? We should always make the sign of the cross well. One of the reasons for that is that as a true Christian, we have to follow our Lord, each one of us, and carry our cross. Father Lecteranda mentioned and told a nice story on Holy Cross Day about how the cross that our Lord sends us is just the right one, even though it's a cross and still heavy. It's just the right one because God has chosen that for us to carry for all eternity. What does our cross mean? Well, it means if something comes to cross us, which means to get in our way, to make life difficult, some problem, some suffering, some misunderstanding. Just as each day has its own joy, so too each day has its own sorrow or its cross. But the cross our Lord sends us is the one that's best for us. I think of this because the main saints that we have today are a family, father and a mother. The father's name was Placid. He was a Roman general under Trajan. But when he was baptized as a Christian, he took the name of Eustace. And then his wife, whose name was Theopista, and then they had two boys, Agapetus and Theopistus. And they were a nice sort of a happy pagan family. They lived very comfortably. They had a lot of money. But they were generous to the poor people, too. But still, they were pagans. Well, one day, Placid, the general, great Roman general, was out hunting. And he saw a stag, which would be, we would say, a male deer. He saw a stag. And the stag had antlers, of course. Well, they have antlers, don't they? But between the antlers, he saw a golden crucifix shining. And then, much to his surprise, the animal, the stag he was hunting, started to speak to him about Jesus Christ, the one true faith in God, and the cross and suffering. Well, he listened to every word of it, and he received from our Lord on the cross the grace to become a Christian. And sure enough, when he went home that night to speak to his wife, she had had a similar kind of a vision herself at home. And so all four of them, father and mother and the two boys, got baptized. A certain priest called John came, and he baptized them all. And the next day, he went back to the same spot, and he saw the same animal, the same deer with a cross. And this time, it was our Lord himself from the cross who spoke to him. And our Lord told him about all that he would have to suffer for our Lord during his life. And suffer he did. Do you remember from your Bible history studies about Job and all that Job had to study about how Job lost his children, and then he lost his house, and he lost his lands, and all of his animals, which would be his wealth back then, and then he lost his health. And God allowed him to suffer that way very much to test him or prove his love for God. Well, that's exactly what happened to St. Eustace and his family. Well, they were broken into by thieves, and they had nothing left, and then they lost all of their servants and all of their money, and there was one disaster after another, and they had to flee for their lives finally and get on a boat. And while they were on the ship, then the family got separated. And St. Eustace's wife, she had to end up working sort of as a barkeeper, which isn't a very nice kind of a job to have at all, but it was the only one she could get. And then Eustace, he was working as a farmer. And then the emperor, at that point, and the boys had been carried off by wild animals, only they were rescued. So the wild animals didn't actually kill them. Well, the emperor remembered he was having some military problems, that his old general, Placid, he was a good general, and he thought, he's the man I need to win the war. So he had scouts go out, and he found him way far away from his home. He was all the way in Egypt, and he found him there and brought him back and made him be in charge of his army again. And sure enough, They were victorious. And while he was in the army, he saw that he found his two boys who had grown up in the meantime, and they had enlisted in the Roman army as well. And the one time when they stopped for lunch someplace, well, they ended up saying that the barmaid wasn't the barmaid, that was actually his wife and their mother. And so the family was reunited, but their being reunited didn't last for very long, because then, as a result of the victory, the pagans always offered sacrifices to their false gods. Well, Theopistus, or rather, St. Eustace said, oh, I couldn't possibly do that, Your Highness. I don't worship idols. We're all Christians. And so as their punishment, they were sentenced to death, and they were going to be fed to the wild beasts, but only the wild beasts wouldn't touch them. You see in these stories of the saints sometimes how close the animals, including the wild animals, are to holy people. That's because holy people, children, are so close to God. And so they can even command wild animals, and they sort of understand each other. That's interesting. Well, but the main story is that they all died as martyrs, and they were roasted to death very slowly, and they must have hurt very much, but they didn't mind because they were all in love with our Lord, and they were all going to go to heaven, and they couldn't commit any sin against the Holy Catholic faith. And so that's how we have the feast day of this family, a family that had a lot of problems, but they survived all of their problems together, and they all went to heaven together, which is all we could ask for our own family, isn't it? But in the meantime, of course, there always be the cross. And when we have the cross of our Lord, we must try to accept it and receive it generously and not try to complain too much. Practically every saint of the year, not only the saints in September, teach us this same lesson. There was a saint who we had yesterday. She lived in the 19th century in France, and she founded a teaching order of sisters, and her name is Saint Emily, Saint Emily de Rodat. And, she realized that there were a lot of poor children in the neighborhood. She was a teacher, but she realized that there were poor children who couldn't afford to go to school, so she opened up a free school, it's called. And, pretty soon, quite a few sisters came to join her, and everything was going very well. But then, all of a sudden, everybody started dying. It was the most strange thing, and people speculated that maybe the devil was behind it. And then she thought, well, maybe God didn't want her to start a teaching order and have a school. But never mind, the other sister said, sister, you have to just continue. So that's what she did. She had many problems in her life, including with her own health, but she tried never to complain, and she always told the sisters, be cheerful, keep your enthusiasm, be brave, put all of your trust in God, and preserve a holy cheer. This is what all of the saints have always done, children. That's what makes them separate from sinners. Not that they don't suffer, everybody suffers, but that they're cheerful and joyful as they carry their cross behind our Lord. St. Eustace and companions, pray for us. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.